This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Robert and Susan Ferguson et al.'s plaintiff's respondents v. City of Sunrise Beach, Missouri, defendant appellant, decided April 1, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. One in division Robert and Susan Ferguson et al., plaintiff's respondents v. No. SD38532, City of Sunrise Beach, Missouri, filed April 1, 2025, defendant appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Camden County. The Honorable Kenneth M. Hayden, judge vacated and remanded, the City of Sunrise Beach, Missouri, the city, appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Camden County, Missouri, trial court, denying its motion for judgment, notwithstanding the verdict, J. and Ov., following a jury trial. In 2 points on appeal, the city claims the trial court erred in denying Janove on plaintiffs Ferguson's, McGinley's, Lawhead's, Gebhart's, Seemeyer's, Vanderwell's, and Akey's, collectively, respondents. Nuisance claim, point Y, and negligence claim, point 2, both alleging property damage only, because respondents' claims for loss of use and enjoyment of real property against one having the power of eminent domain. Here, the suit in city must be asserted through an action for inverse condemnation. We agree and vacate the trial court's judgment. Facts and procedural history: respondents are past and current owners of 8 separate lots within Scram Acres subdivision in the village of Sunrise Beach. A creek runs through the Lawhead property, and the other respondents own properties that abut the cove at the Lake of the Ozarks into which the creek empties. The creek begins by a wastewater facility owned and operated by the city. The Lawhead family has access to the cove through an easement that runs along the creek. The other respondents have access to a dock on the lake, pursuant to permits. The city took over management of the wastewater treatment facility from LO Environmental, LOE, in 2016. When the city placed employee Brian Scheider, the city's director of public works, in charge of the treatment plant. Bypasses occurred at the wastewater treatment facility during the period from 2016 through 2020 that should have been reported but were not. A bypass referred to a leak or failure of the system, and bypasses were required to be reported to the state if they occurred. Respondents originally filed suit against the city in March of 2020, with a fourth amended petition being filed December 30th, 2022. Respondents claim that the city's employees released improperly treated wastewater from the treatment plant. Respondents asserted that the alleged release onto the city's land created a dangerous condition on the city's land at its wastewater treatment plant. They also alleged that the dangerous condition at the city's wastewater treatment plant caused one LOE settled the claims against it during trial. 3 untreated wastewater to migrate to the creek and cove near respondents' properties, and that the improperly treated wastewater contained high levels of E. coli sick and other contaminants harmful to human health that have negatively impacted respondents' properties and respondents' use and enjoyment of their properties. The city filed a motion to dismiss and a motion for complete summary judgment, in which it claimed respondents were required to bring their causes of action through inverse condemnation. The trial court denied both motions. Respondents proceeded to trial, alleging 2 claims sounding in tort against the city. Count 1 alleged liability for nuisance, and count 2 alleged liability for negligence based on the same nuisance. Respondents claimed that microorganisms such as E. coli and metals such as lead and arsenic were spilled at and discharged from the wastewater plant, that the microorganisms and metals flowed from the wastewater plant onto the respondents' properties and into the Lake of the Ozarks near their land, and that the microorganisms and metals adversely impacted their use and enjoyment of their properties. The city moved for directed verdict on both counts at the close of respondents' evidence, which the trial court overruled. The city again moved for directed verdict at the close of all the evidence, and repeatedly argued that respondents' claims were required to be brought through claims for inverse condemnation. During trial, an employee at the wastewater treatment facility between 2018 and 2019, employee, testified Mr. Scheider was purposefully skipping vital purification processes in order to save money with the city that would equate to a raise. Mr. Scheider passed along his inaccurate practices by training employee to do water quality tests that were supposed to be two-hour tests in only 45 minutes and would reportedly for make up sample measurements. Further, the facility's charcoal filters, which were used to purify the